ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 7th chapter, text 11. Since this text is not in the traditional format, I'll just chant it and then we'll go right into it. So, Tasmin Vamva Kila Sa Ekala Pula Ha Sram Mopavani Vidvid Ha Kusuma Vishala Ya Tulasi Kan Kambudhi Kandamula Palopaharas cha sami hamano. I always get these verses that have these really long, you know, like super, all the time. Bhagavat aradhanam vivita uparata vishaya bilasa upabrito pasama param nirvitim avapa. So, try and memorize that verse. Wow. So, Tasmin, in that ashram, Vavakila, indeed, Sa, Bharat Maharaj, Ekala, alone, only, Pula Asaram Upavane, in the garden situated in Pulaha Ashram. Okay, this is going to be a long one too. Vidvidha Kusuma Kishalaya Tulasika Uambuhi. With varieties of flowers, twigs, and tulsi leaves, as well as with water. Kandamula pala upahariha. By offering of roots, bulbs, and fruits. Here's an easy one. Cha and samihamanaha. Performing Bhagavata. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aradhanam, worshipping. Vivikta, purified. Uparata, being freed from. Vishaya abhilasa, desire for material sense enjoyment. Upabrita, increased. Upasamaha, tranquility. Param, transcendental. Nirvritim, satisfaction. Avapa, he obtained. Translation. In the gardens of Pula Ashram, Maharaj Bharat lived alone and collected a variety of flowers, twigs, and tulsi leaves. He also collected the water of the Gandaki River, and as well as his various roots, fruits, and bulbs. With these, he offered food to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, and worshipping him, he remained satisfied. In this way, his heart was completely uncontaminated, and he did not have the least desire for material enjoyment. All material desires vanished. In this steady position, he felt full satisfaction and was situated in devotional service. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Everyone is searching after peace of mind. This is obtainable only when one is completely freed from the desire for material sense gratification and is engaged in devotional service of the Lord. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Param Tayam Yome Bhakta Piyanta Ti. Worship of the Lord is not at all expensive. One can offer the Lord a leaf, a flower, a little fruit, and some water. The Supreme Lord accepted these offerings when they are offered with love and devotion. In this way, one can be freed from material desires. As long as one maintains material desires, he cannot be happy. As soon as one engages in devotional service of the Lord, his mind is purified of all material desires. Then one becomes fully satisfied. So I vam pum sam paro dharmo yakto bhakti rahokshichi ahati apra ti hata yayatma supra siddhati vasudeva bhagavati bhakti yoga piyojana janaya siya suvayra agyam ganachayata haitukam. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain a loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. By rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. These are the instructions given in Srimad Bhagavatam, the supreme Vedic literature. One may not be able to go to Pula Ashram, but wherever one is, one can happily render devotional service to the Lord by adopting the process mentioned above. Om Gana Tiri Namna Shagya Namna Nasarake Ataksu Udminatam Yanatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapita Yena Bhutali Swayam Rupa Kadama Yana Tati Swayam Patantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Mukam Karochi Vachanam Purnamai Tekinim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dinatananam. So, this verse is quite nice because we're talking about, we've been talking about the glories of Sri Shalagram Shila. You know, for me, that's very nice because I've been to the Kentucky River, I worship Shalagrams, I've seen Shalagram be present before people that were dying, that weren't even devotees. This form of the Lord is actually quite powerful. I mean, Prabhupada actually says that it's the duty of every grihastha that's a Brahmin that should be worshipping Shalagram Shila. Because a house without a Shalagram is just, it's not proper, Prabhupada says. So for us, this Shalagram Shila, it plays such an important part in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. We have Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who worshipped Shalagram, and then Radha Raman appeared. We have Advaita Acharya, who worshipped Shalagram Shila to convince the Lord to come, to capture the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord in such a simple way, with just water, Ganges water, and tulsi leaves. He didn't have all these huge RTs like this, you know, and he didn't take a chamaran whisk and start going like a little helicopter. Sometimes we see the pujari on the altar, he's whipping the whisk around, and you don't know if he's about to take off and fly out of the temple, right? He didn't do all these things. He just offered simply with love and devotion, right? It's true. It's so true, you know? He just offered with love and devotion, saying to my dear Lord, come, come, come. Lord Nityananda worshipped in Ananta Shila. This is in his home, right? So, what's the whole purpose of this? Is the whole purpose of it to be known as a Shalagram worshipper? Is it no? The whole purpose of it is to develop love of God, to develop some sincerity in performing our service, right? You know, the prayer of a devotee is not a house by the sea and a color TV. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. That's not the prayer of a devotee. My prayer of a devotee is, my dear Lord, give me service, give me service. Can you give me some more service? Can you give me service? Because service is meant to purify. Service is meant to get the anarthas out of the hearts. You know, there's 64 angas of devotional service, right? The topmost is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if any of these other angas, if they keep one from chanting the holy name, then these other 63 are considered anarthas, right? They're all, the 63 are meant to strengthen the holy name, you know? So this process is not just simply, you know, we chant 16 rounds and then we sleep all day. We chant 16 rounds and then we go on Facebook, you know, all day. You know, we chant 16 rounds and we just go and do all kinds of wacky things all day. No, it's we chant a minimum 16 rounds and we perform devotional service. Because by that devotional service, we're capturing the Supreme Lord, right? It's funny how our mentality of devotional service is, if we like it, it's devotional service. And if we don't like it, it's punishment. Right? Like I noticed on Harinam recently, A devotee was pulling the cart with the speaker, and I guess he wasn't into it because he was pulling it on its side like this. So the wheels were like that way, and then just dragging it down the street, and then the speaker fell off, and all the people were looking at us because he got all fried, and it was just like, and then he was like, oh, this ruined my whole Harinam. You know? Why? Because you're doing devotional service, it's ruined your Harinam. Right? So the point is that our definition of devotional service is whatever I like to do. If I like to distribute books, that's my devotional service. But if I have to go on the altar, that's punishment to me. You know? If I like to be a pujari, but the minute I have to clean the temple room floors, that's considered a punishment. Prabhu, what did I do wrong? Why do I have to do this? I'm a pujari. I do twirly-twirly, and I go like this, and I ring the bell, and I look like a helicopter, and I do all these things, and that's my service. This is not my service, right? Or you ask any brahmachari to do something, and what's the first thing they say? Prabhuji, that's not my service. No, that's not my service. It's a fact. So this is an immature understanding of what devotional service is. We should actually be jumping at every opportunity to do some service for the Lord, for the Vaishnavas, right? For the Guru. Because by this we can advance. By this we can gather some taste. By this we can go forward in our Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada quotes this verse. It's one of my favorite verses. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Pyojana Janayatiya Suvairagyam Gyanya Chaita Haitukam. That immediately one is given knowledge and detachment from the material world. But we have to want to take it, right? It's like everything is given to us, right? We have to want to take it. That's the beauty of this Krishna consciousness. It's not forced down your throat. Nobody's going to sit here with a gun to your head, Jamastami, and say, you must clean the bathroom in the ashram. Nobody's going to do that. Maybe Bhakta Rick, but nobody's going to do that, you know? Nobody's going to sit there and force you to do anything. It's individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. That's what this Krishna consciousness movement is. Right? We don't want a bunch of robots walking around like, now I must clean and go like this. Like, you know, you've seen the movies, a little robot is like, no, we want to do these crying with love, saying I'm doing this because I have so much filth in my heart. I have so many nasty desires. I want to be in charge. I want to be the Lord of everything. I want to be the famous devotee. I want to get the maha first. I want to get it all. And in that way, we're not going as further along in the devotional path as we can. Right? Makes sense, right? Well, why don't we do it? Well, because we still want to do things our way. Like Frank Sinatra used to sing, I'll do it my way. Those of us that are from America know Frank Sinatra. Big guy, big, huge guy, and he wanted to do it his way. And that's the nature of the jiva, is that in the material world, they want to do it their way, right? They don't want to listen to anyone but what their mind tells them. Not even their heart, because it's the original position of the soul is to serve Krishna. It's natural. You go to somebody's house, even if you go to a non-devotee's house, you go there and what do? They welcome you in. They ask you if you can take a seat. Can I take your jacket? Can I offer you something to drink? Right? And in this way, they're serving. So the natural propensity of the soul is to serve. It's just that we can either serve the senses or we can serve Krishna. Right? We can either be Goswami or Godasa, as we were listening the other day in the car, me and Madhu Gopal Prabhu, on the way to Sankirtan. We were reading this section out of Srimad Bhagavatam where Prabhupada was discussing this, that one has to become a Goswami. One has to master his senses and utilize his senses fully in the service of the Lord. And this is what we're hearing in this verse and the verse prior, is that what distinguishes us from these devotees is that these devotees, they actually have given everything to Krishna. That separates the advanced from the less advanced, right? That separates it. Is that we give to a certain fraction, but we're not giving everything. Right? It's like if you go out on the street on book distribution, what is it? Every day I ask the people, ask me, they say, oh, how much is a book? I said, well, it's like 1,000 euros. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you can give 1,000 euros, that's no problem. I'm hoping one day it actually happens and somebody hands me 1,000 euros out there. But till then, it's just wishful thinking. But you see these people, they're so miserly. I was noticing this when we were in Liège. You had these students sitting there with a hat like this. I called it the magic hat. And they were, you know, asking people for money, right? And then they were collecting big time, right? They were doing huge, you know, like two euro coins and all these things. And I asked them, what is this for? And they said, it's for a student party so we can go get drunk. And easily, people were giving money in. People were easily doing that, you know. And then we go up to them with a book and say, well, we have this nice book that teaches about how to deal with the stress and disappointments of the world. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. I can give you 10 cents. No, no, no. Look, you have all this money. It's okay. You can give more. No, no, no. No, no, no. I just give you a little. I just give you a little bit and you'd be satisfied. Anyway, what to do? You know, the goddess of fortune resides on Krishna's chest. We take the Lakshmi. No problem. Take the book. And in the same way, that's us. We tell Krishna here, here's a little bit and be satisfied with this. Be satisfied I'm giving you this much because this is like more than I've given anyone. Right? Be satisfied that I'm here instead of being grateful. Instead of being grateful and thanking Krishna. So it's like that. So that's the important part. Srila Prabhupada discusses so many times about devotional service. If you look at the Bhagavad Gita, like I would say maybe it's a high estimate, like 80% of the Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada discusses in the purports, devotional service. Chaitanya Charitamrita, he discusses devotional service. Srimad Bhagavatam, what does he discuss in Srimad Bhagavatam? Devotional service. I think it's a point that we have to understand if Prabhupada keeps on bringing it up, right? It's what's going to save us at the time of death. Because how many of us are actually chanting our rounds properly? How many? Who can honestly say they're chanting pure rounds? I told the story last Sunday about the devotee who thought he called Krishna with his chanting, you know? How many of us are actually chanting purely? Right? How many of us are actually worshiping the deity and saying, wow, I'm in such ecstasy worshiping the deity? How many of us? Probably very few. Right? But this devotional service is what's going to capture the attention of Krishna. Right? Because Krishna knows everything in the material world is screwy. Everything is crazy. Every endeavor has some fault. The result doesn't matter. It's the endeavor. Right? The endeavor. Right? What is it? Who is it? Bhakti Narayan. He distributed so many flyers the other day and he was so disappointed. He said, I did one book. I said, yeah, but so many flyers. One book. I don't think. One book. I'm a failure. Like I'm being a little melodramatic, but he was like this, and he's not understanding that one book, even giving one flyer, even approaching one person with the endeavor of with the motivation of just pleasing Krishna is more than distributing a million books and wanting to be known as somebody famous. Right? We all have that. We all want that prestige. You know, we all want to get the maha first. Right? We all sit there in Mangal Arati and we, well, not all, but some do. I know I've done it. And then we see the ghee lamp go around and we're like, I should be getting it before that dude. I was initiated 22 minutes before him. What is this? This is nonsense. Don't these people have any culture? What's wrong, right? It's true. How many of us have done that? Let's be realistic. How many of us have seen that? Like, why is this person giving class? I've been in the movement longer than him. Why should I come to this person's class? He's junior to me. She's junior to me. Right? All of these is what keeps us from going forward in our Krishna consciousness. All of these are obstacles to bhakti, are weeds that are in the heart. Right? Weeds. All of these have to come out. They have to. All of these things have to be recognized in the heart. Anartha Nivritti is such a hard stage. But until you're actually honest with yourself and you realize I have these anarthas, you'll never even go past it. Right? That's the first part of being, of getting past the stage of anartha nivritti is actually realize I have some anarthas. I can make a list, right? It would look like the Bhagavatam of all my anarthas, you know? I just the internal ones. Let's not go to the external things that I do, you know? But we have to become honest. This Krishna consciousness is about making an honest endeavor to connect with the Supreme Lord. And Krishna is so kind, he comes in so many forms. Here we're talking about Shalagram Shilas. There's a book, the Shalagram Kosh, that describes all the different Shalagrams there are. Even the Pajavali, Rupa Goswami's verse book, it describes about the Shalagram Shila, where it said, where Rupa Goswami says that that just by associating with the devotees of the worshipper of the Nishinga Shala and Nishinga Shalagram Shila, destroys any fault you've ever committed to the Vaishnavas. Right? Drinking the water that has washed the lotus feet of the Nishinga Shalagram Shila even vanquishes the offense of sleeping with the wife of the spiritual master. Right? It actually says it in this. It's a nice verse. I mean, maybe not that part is nice, but it's nice that just by this form of the Lord is so powerful. Right? I know that me personally, when I used to preach in Iraq, that I remember one. I tell this story often because it shows like the power of this form of the Lord. When I was preaching in Iraq for too long, I think. There was this boy who used to always run away from us when we were distributing books, and then one day his vehicle exploded, and you know, body parts were everywhere, and he said, "Oh, I'm gonna live. Tell my wife I love her." And, you know, those who know me know that I have, yeah, I'm from New York. You know, it's like, you know, cut to the chase. Just get right to it. And I said, "No, your wife's gonna end up finding a boyfriend. Don't worry. After she gets the money, don't worry about it. You should just, you're gonna die, so you just might as well just listen." And then, after, you know, preaching to him for a few seconds and taking a Nishingadev, Shalagram Ugra Nishingadev at that, putting it on this meat eater's head. And this man said, "For so long I ran away from Krishna, from you. You were trying to give me books. And now at the time of death, Krishna's the only one sitting next to me," and he left his body instantly. Right? This is the power of the Shalagram Shila. Right? This is the power that just by one moment's surrender to the Lord, one can be taken back to Godhead. Right? We can either try and hope that the mercy comes, you know, like some people are like, "Well, Prabhu, why do so much endeavor? I chant, I wear neck beads, I have a dhoti, I have a sari, I even have a silk sari. I have everything. I should just depend on the mercy of the Lord. And who needs to do these rest of the things? The Lord is so merciful. He will surely help his devotee," right? You can think like that. No problem. I will guarantee myself by doing what Prabhupada says, chanting Hare Krishna, following the four regs, right? Doing devotional service and guaranteeing that I'm going home in this life. Nobody's made that promise but Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given the formula here. It's there in the Krishna book. Chant Hare Krishna, dancing kirtan, anaprasadam. That's it. All of these things are devotional service. Right? Chanting is devotional service. Right? Honoring prasadam is devotional service, you know, not like we do, you know, like, you know. Hey man, sometimes we use the wrong hand, we're like grabbing with the left, and you know, honoring prasadam. Right? Honoring prasadam. And dancing. Dancing like a mad person for Krishna. Right? The process is that easy. It's as easy as we want it to be. Like Prabhupada said, it's so easy, Krishna consciousness is so easy, you just might miss it. It's as easy or as hard as you want. It's up to you. It's individual. So each day is an opportunity for us to make that individual leap forward, that leap of faith. That individual leap towards Krishna, right? We can do it today. We can do it right now. We can do it tomorrow, right? But eventually we have to do it, whether it's this life, next life, the life after, 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 after. Eventually we have to make that step. So we've been given this opportunity to just engage in devotional service. And it's so kind that we are given the most merciful incarnation to engage us in devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That one just has to follow what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. One has to just go out, chant Hare Krishna in the streets, and give people this wonderful gem of devotional service. Give them a means to stop suffering, because the world is suffering like anything. Like anything. On book distribution all the time, I ask people, are you happy? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, can you be happier? And they're like, oh yeah, I definitely can. Yeah. Like one guy yesterday, one person I stopped yesterday, he took like 4 books, but he was like really nice guy. But he was just telling me his life story, and he was just like, why am I suffering? I ask myself every day, you know, why am I suffering? I don't talk to my parents. I don't have a girlfriend. Oh, that's a good thing sometimes. I don't have a job. Jaya Shishirada Gopinath Ki. I have hardly any money in my pocket. I can't survive. Every day, I just wake up and just hope that I can make it through the day. Why? So anyway, I explained the books, and he took all of them. I was very happy to take them. And everyone's suffering. Even ourselves are suffering. You know, even, I mean, I'm suffering like anything. You know? I'm suffering so many reactions from past activities. And even me, sometimes I'm wondering, you know, when will the light be at the end of the tunnel? When? How long can I keep on going? You know? All the things I've been through in my life. When? When will the light be at the end of the tunnel? And then I just do my service, knowing that one day that light will come. That one day Krishna will come. Like the Brihad Bhagavatamrita says that every day Krishna is looking at that road going to Goloka Vrindavan, just waiting for you to show up. He's just waiting for you. Right? And he's there waiting, and as soon as he sees you, he'll have tears of ecstasy and give you such a hug, because he's been waiting lifetimes for you to come home. Lifetimes. Right? So many lives, so much suffering. It was still 9. It's been 9:15 for the last 20 minutes. I was just wondering. Right? Now is the time for us to stop our suffering. Who wants to do it? Who wants to go back to Godhead in this life? Who wants to stay in a material world? Oh, tricked you. Tricked you. Who wants to stay? What's so good about this place? Okay, Radhadesh is nice, but as soon as you leave Radhadesh, it's hellish. Right? Okay, we can hope we're born in a Vaishnava family in their life. Who wants to go through pooping in their own pants again, right? Who wants to go passing urine on yourself again, huh? Who wants to go going, wah, wah, and you want something to eat and they're trying to give you a toy, right? Who wants to go through all that again? Who wants to go through the first rejection of the first girl they liked? Who wants to go through the most embarrassing moment in your life? I'll tell you mine, you know. Most embarrassing moment of my life, and I've had a lot of them. But this one was topmost, right? I was in Vienna, Austria one time, and I was on Harinam, and I was dancing and dancing and dancing, and then my dhoti fell off. And I was just there, and, you know, and I didn't realize it, and I was dancing. I was like, oh! I ran around the corner and pulled my dhoti up and tied it real quick, you know. Who wants to go through that again? Does anybody? Who wants to go through all the disappointments that you've had in life? This is why it's so important to take this devotional process seriously, to engage in this devotional service with your heart. Like it's saying right here, such a proper saying, it doesn't take a big financial burden to worship the Lord. It just takes love and endeavor. That's it. Just love and endeavor. Krishna doesn't want your samosas. We might want Sankarshan Prabhu's samosas, but Krishna doesn't want them. He doesn't need them. He's not dependent on us, right? He doesn't need your sandesh and your burfi, in my case, pizza and pasta and stuff like that. He doesn't want that. He wants what you're hiding behind your back, and that's your heart. Right? Instead of putting the samosa on the offering tray, put your heart on the offering tray and offer this to the Supreme Lord. This is our mood. This is what the residents of Vrindavan have done. This is what the gopis have done. Krishna loves them so much because of their service attitude. Right? And you'll see, if that attitude is developed, that the heart immediately becomes soft. Right? Like, I have a friend in L.A., Ratna Bhushan Prabhu. Ratna Bhushan is one of the most amazing men ever created by the Supreme Lord. Ratna Bhushan, I'll tell you his normal day, right? 4 o'clock, he wakes up, he goes to the vegetable market. He comes back, he unloads all the vegetables by himself. Then he goes and fixes whatever the devotees have broken, because devotees are always breaking something, right? Then after that, he goes and makes Balaram Mridangas, right? Then he'll eventually take lunch, but in the middle of lunch, somebody will call and say, my car is broken down on the 101. And he'll say, okay, hang up the phone, jump in the car, go pick up the devotee, come back, fix the car, stop that, go work on the Rath Yatra carts for LA, come back, cook the Sunday feast, wash the dishes, and then make curd and yogurt for the next day, and then go to sleep and start it all over again the next day. And he's the most softest person you'll ever meet in your life. Right? When Patiprana met him for the first time, and he's amazing. And I'm sure another Rupa Prabhu knows him too. You know, such an amazing devotee. Right? He's taken up this mood of devotional service, unconditional devotional service. He doesn't care who it is. He will do anything they ask for. Anything. Right? Goes to the high school and cooks like 400 meals for all the high school kids, vegetarian meals. Not even a thank you. Right? Just so absorbed in just serving, serving, serving. In this way, he is mastered his senses. He has. He's figured out what the goal of this life is, and that's to serve the Supreme Lord. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is our everyday life. A lot of us are poor. Most devotees are poor anyway, materially. Not so many have money. Right? Just offer. Offer the Lord with love. Right? Go before the Lord and just give your heart. You know? Not go before the deities at deity greeting and go, Govinda, as tears of ecstasy are falling down your cheeks. Govinda, what's for breakfast? Is it Khichdi again? No, but going there and saying, my primeval Lord, take my heart and engage it. Wipe all the anarthas out of there. Right? Give me one taste of this drop of nectar so that I might be able to sustain my life force. This is the mood of the pure devotees. Right? So, I'm going to stop here because we still have to get ready for book distribution and we still have 1,000 other things. And any questions, comments, political statements, concerns, anything anybody would like to discuss? Not relative to anything, because normally that's what happens sometimes. Anything at all? Well, yes, Ananda Rup Prabhuji. Over-endeavor is like, okay, I'll use a classic example of me, because I do things, it's either I make one extreme or the other. I don't do anything or I just go overboard, you know? It's like, over-endeavor is when I had this great idea one year at the marathon that I wouldn't sleep for like 4 days straight, right? And I would just go out on books for like almost 4 days straight, you know, without sleeping, without eating anything. And at those 4 days, I almost died, basically. That's over-endeavor, right? But endeavor is just making, just trying, you know? Not worried about the result, because I wanted people to say, man, this guy is fired up, you know? But it didn't work out like that, right? But endeavor is just going and just trying. Like we have, like Jai Gopal Prabhu yesterday, you know? Like he went out and he just, first time distributed books since like 2005, I think he said, or 6 or something like this. He just went out just to try. And even though he got more no's than anybody, he got more no's than the U.S. Congress, you know? It was like, everyone was like, no, 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 no. I mean, he must have talked to like 300 and something people, no, 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 no. And then as time went on, they just walked past them. They were just like, right? And then right before we got in the car, he met a girl. And the girl said, yes, I'll take a book, right? So much endeavor he made. He made the endeavor. He was determined. I'm not going to go crazy. I'm just going to try and try and try. And then eventually Krishna gave him one, as I like to call them, sweetie pies. You know, you get these one devotees, that one people that just can't say no. And they're just like, yes, and they just give, you know, yeah. I love them. I call them sweetie pies because they're like so sweet and so nice, right? So that's endeavor. Just he just went and just was determined to do it. Not overly determined, like harassing people, like grabbing people and shaking them. You're going to take a book. If you don't take a book, I'm take a book. You know, he didn't. That's over endeavor, you know? Or like chasing people down. Excuse me, pardon me, monsieur, you know? Like with little, like, looking like one of these people that on the aircraft carrier, you know? With the little flags like this and like. No, that's over-endeavoring, or like I did, which was over-endeavoring. Like, even classic example I brought out, I mean, the other day I brought out so many books in my bag, my back was killing. And I knew I wasn't going to distribute them all, but I just was like, okay, I'm going to have all these books because if the mercy falls, I'm going to be ready, right? Over-endeavor. Because I did like, half of them, and then the rest of the time I had a hurt back. So this is what over-endeavor it is when you're trying too hard where it becomes unnatural. You're pushing it, you know? It's like you're pushing. Instead of just, like, who here has gone surfing, right? What am I, the only person around here? Okay, Sharadiya has too. Okay, well. Ananta Rupa Prabhu, you never went surfing, no? Oh, they don't have Boise, Idaho, you know? But so I remember I was in Mauritius, right? And one of the beauties of traveling and preaching is that you get to go surfing in beautiful tropical islands when you're just supposed to be doing book distribution. So if you go surfing, you know, you don't go against the wave. You know, you just tuck and go into the pocket of the wave and just ride in the pocket and just let it go and then come out, right? You don't just try and crash in and then you just get smashed by the wave, right? That's what devotional service is. It's riding in the pocket of the wave where it's just such a natural feeling that it just smooth and flows, right? That's what devotional service is supposed to be. That's endeavoring, where you're just in that wave and you're just satisfied and you're there and you're just like, you know, hanging ten, as they say in California, you know? That's devotional service. So did that answer your question at all in any way whatsoever? In my weird metaphors. Anyway, So everyone can make some endeavor. We all know if we're over-endeavoring. If we're honest with ourselves, we know if we're over-endeavoring or even if we're under-endeavoring. There's also under-endeavoring, too. It's not just, you know, over-endeavoring. There's also under, where you're not endeavoring enough. You know, where you it's like you come and you pay obeisances and you say half the pranam and then you get up, or like you're just like, yeah, man, I'm tired. I don't feel like paying obeisances. You do the famous Indian, you know, instead of paying dandavats, you know. This is under-endeavoring, because with every dandavat we're paying, with every obeisances, we're getting coated in the dust of the Vaishnavas, you know. Because the Vaishnavas walk all over here. Some of us probably haven't washed our socks in a couple years, and so all that dust from all those years is still here, all over the floor, and stuff like that. And you're getting caught up in that dust. So there's also under-endeavoring, too. So any other questions, comments? Concerns? Okay, guess not. Forgive any offenses in the presentation, but I'm a little tired from the marathon, so it's been going good. So today, since we've been talking about endeavoring and devotional service, today is a nice day to come out on book distribution and Harinam and try and make a little endeavor. Just a little. That's all you have to make. Try. Just go out and make some endeavor. Be like Jaya Gopal Prabhu, get 300 no's, but then get that one yes. And that one yes makes the 300 no's all worth it. Right? That feeling of accomplishing something for Krishna. So, I think we're leaving at ISKCON 10:30. which is probably, yeah. Okay. So people in a kitchen. Yeah. 10:30, please come on time. Not ISKCON 10:30, but like, you know, business 10:30, you know, army 10:30, you know. No, army 10:30. And please come and make some effort and make some endeavor to just do something so simple as going out and chanting the holy name. This is the mood of our acharyas. If you look at all of our acharyas, they didn't worship the Supreme Lord in such opulence. You know, Raghunath Das Goswami or Gopal Bhatta Goswami, or, you know, they didn't worship the Lord in such awe and reverence, you know, Aishwarya. They worshiped very simply. Because it's more importantly, it's what's inside. The heart. Yes, Mataji? It doesn't matter. No, I have the books. You don't have to worry about that. There's plenty of books for every nation. I even have Chinese books, you know, just in case. And even a couple Arabic. So there's... Huh? No, you find so many Chinese people running around nowadays, you know? So it's good to have books for them. Because they can go back to China and become a devotee. You know? So there's tons of books. There's tons of books in every language you can probably imagine. So... please engage, and please let's follow the six Goswamis in our simplified worship within our hearts of the Supreme Lord. So, Granta Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavind ki jai. Thank you.